当我问说，你知道主的恩典吗？
When I ask you the question, do you know the grace of Lord Jesus?
我相信在座许许多多的人都会说我知道。
I believe many of you sitting on your seats will reply and say, yes, I know the grace of God.
因为我们都曾经或者现在正在体验主耶稣的恩典。
Because in the past or even perhaps in the present, we have experienced the many grace of God.
从信仰的体验里头，让我们知道主耶稣爱我们，主耶稣给我们恩典。
From the experience of faith, we realize that the Lord Jesus loves us very much.
但是主耶稣是这么的伟大，我们的体验其实只是他恩典的一小部分。
But the Lord Jesus is so almighty, our experiences with him is only a small portion.
所以我们有需要再来从其他的层面来看一下主耶稣的恩典。
So we also need to realize his grace through other angles and perspectives.
主耶稣是这么的伟大，所以每一个人对主耶稣的恩典都会有不同层次、不同层面的体验和认识。
The Lord Jesus is so almighty, so everyone's experience with him in terms of his grace will all be different.
新约圣经的最前面四卷四个福音书也是在描写主耶稣的恩典。
The first four books of the New Testament, the Gospels, also mentions much about the grace of Lord Jesus.
马太福音在强调着主耶稣是大卫的子孙。
In the book of Matthew, its emphasis upon Jesus is as the descendant of King David.
这对当时的犹太人来讲，这就是最大的恩典。
And in the perspective of the Jewish people of the time, they believe this is the greatest blessing.
因为长期以来，他们没有自己的国家，他们在政治上，他们是这个受压迫、受管理的。
Because at that time, they were oppressed by foreigners, and they do not have a country of their own.
所以，耶稣是大卫的子孙，这个带给他们一个很大的盼望。
And so Jesus come to this world as a descendant of King David, have given many of them hope.
他们能够看到说他们的盼望要实现了。
They can see that their hope is about to be realized.
路加福音在强调着主耶稣的人子、人性的这个层面。
And then in the book of Luke, it talks about Lord Jesus' characteristic as that of the Son of Man.
所以主耶稣是这么的容易让人亲近，他很平易近人。
That he is so easily sociable, that he is so easily approachable.
主耶稣的爱是那么的广大。
How great is his love?
路加福音在强调着主耶稣的爱，也普及这些外邦人、这些弱势的族群。
And so, the book of Luke also emphasized that the love of Lord Jesus Christ also encompasses the Gentiles and other commoners.
约翰福音在强调着主耶稣的神性。
And then in the book of John, it talks about Lord Jesus as that of the Son of God.
天上的独一的真神，他成为人，来到这个世界上，这是一件很伟大的恩典。
That this is a great grace that the true and only God in heaven came down upon this earth.
那这位使徒保罗，他又如何来描述主耶稣的恩典呢？
And how does Apostle Paul also write or express about the grace of God?
请看哥林多后书第八章。
Let's also look to 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多后书第八章第九节。
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9.
第九节，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich.
保罗用了一个大家都能够熟悉的字眼来描写主耶稣的恩典。
Here, Paul, look upon everyone's own personal needs to look upon the grace of God.
什么是贫穷？什么是富足？是我们大家都 很容易就知道的。
What is to be considered rich or poor, it is something that each one of us can understand.
保罗说主耶稣的恩典就是他自己成为贫穷来使我们成为富足。
And so Paul says the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is so that through his poverty that we can become rich.
今天早上我们就用保罗所说的这一节我们来思想主耶稣的恩典。
And so today, this morning, we'd like to utilize this verse to ponder upon this grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗说主耶稣是为了你们来成为贫穷。
Here, Paul's emphasized that for your sake that he became poor.
这代表着他本来不是贫穷的。
And so it tells us that initially he is not poor.
从富足成为贫穷，那一定是他少掉了些什么。
From the transition from being rich to poor signify equals that he must have lost something.
那主耶稣他为我们成为贫穷，那他舍弃了，放弃了什么？
And so Jesus Christ became poor, so let us ponder what is it that he has to give up, what is it that he has lost.
在我们生活当中，我们常常会问说你住哪？
Many times in our life, we will ask other people, where do you live?
我们很多人对我们的住处是非常的非常的在意，非常的讲究的。
Perhaps maybe people pay attention to what location you may live.
尤其当我们小孩在求学的阶段对我们住哪里我们更是很在意。
Especially when our children is going to school, we emphasize more importantly about which area we live in for the sake of our children.
有时候我们听了人家说住哪里，我们会用一个很羡慕的口吻说，那是一个很好的地方。
And sometimes people respond to the area in which they live, and we reply with admiration because that location is one of the best school districts.
主耶稣他放弃了他天上的住处。
Your Lord Jesus gave up his heavenly throne.
有时候我们会讨论一下哪里最好。
And so many times we consider what location is the best.
每一年也都会整个美国会去挑选这个一些最好最适合居住的城市。
And every year there's an annual report about the best cities to live in. In the United States,
我们南加州总是会有一两个城市会上榜。
And then in Southern California, there will always be one or two cities that will always be on this list.
那在这个评比当中，它是包括着很多的项目来做比较。
And to be upon the list, they take into consideration many things.
它的气候、它的环境、
the
它的文化
weather,
等等。
The weather, the culture, the environment, school, etc.
当然要包括经济状况。
Of course, also consider about the economics.
但是还有哪一个地方能够比得上天上的住处？
But which other place in this world is able to compare to that of the heavenly kingdom?
在那里，主耶稣享有最大的尊荣。
At his heavenly throne, Lord Jesus has his greatest glory.
在那里有最大的赞美。
He has the greatest praise.
在那里有最大的平安。
And the greatest peace of all.
说到离开一个我们所习惯、我们认为好的地方，其实不是一件容易的事情。
To leave a place in which we find comfortable or a good place is indeed very difficult.
尤其是当我们习惯于那样子的环境。
Especially when we have become accustomed to that kind of living or that kind of environment.
在福音书里头 提到曾经有一位少年的官做官的他来找主耶稣。
In the four gospel there mentions a young official who came to see Jesus.
这个人他对将来很有一个追求的心。
And so this young man has great ambition or pursuit for his future.
他不是在追求更高的官或者更多的财富。
He is not actually merely seeking to pursue for a higher status or wealth.
他是追求那个肉眼所看不见而存在的那一个永恒。
But then he actually was seeking for something that is not seen by the naked eye, but something that is eternal.
他问主耶稣说，如何才能够得永生？
And so he asked Lord Jesus, say, how is it that I can inherit eternal life?
主耶稣发现这个青年人是这么的可爱。
Now Lord Jesus realized this young man is so adorable.
年纪轻轻的就已经开始在为这个最重要的永恒在操心，在寻找。
At such a young age that this young man able to realize and to pursue for something that is far more important than that is of the eternal life.
所以主耶稣首先告诉他最基本的就是要守诫命。
And so Jesus replied and said, the most basic is that you must keep the commandments.
果然这个年轻人是一个真正在追求的人。
And actually this young man is one who is righteous. He actually have the heart to pursue because he can obey all the commandments.
他替我讲了，他是遵守这所有的诫命。
He obey all the commandments.
那主耶稣进一步的告诉他说，你要放掉你现在的，你来跟从我。
And so next, Jesus said to him, "And now you must forsake all and come and follow me."
这个人就忧忧愁愁的离开了。
And so this young man with a distressed heart departed from the presence of Jesus.
虽然他不是当时社会地位最高、最有钱的，但是他还是舍不得。
Even though in this society he is not considered the most wealthy or the highest official in the court, departed depressed.
用这样来比较，让我们更知道主耶稣他为我们来成为贫穷的这个伟大。
Now we take this incident and we take then and compare it with how Lord Jesus, his situation.And we can see how far greater of his sacrifice.
人到了某一个程度，有时候财富已经不再是什么那么特别的重要。
There comes a point, perhaps in a person's life, in which wealth may not mean so much to him anymore.
更重要的就变成是那个名声。那个地位。
But perhaps what is more important to that person, individual at that time, is his known name, his fame, or perhaps his reputation.
这就是为什么有些人肯很慷慨地花大把的钱，为的就是得到一个位置。
And so that is why in this world there are also those who are willing to spend perhaps a great portion of their wealth in order to have a better reputation.
主耶稣为我们放弃了那在天上的地位。
Now, Lord Jesus have given up his status up in the heavenly kingdom.
在那里有众天使来侍奉、来敬拜。
That is a place in which he was served by a multitude of angels.
圣经告诉我们，主耶稣降生在马棚，被放在马槽里头。
The Bible tells us that Lord Jesus was born into a barn.
我想那时候的社会大概不像我们今天的社会对这个。有声音的人是这么的看重，这么的尊重。
And perhaps in the perspective of that society versus today, we will see that not many people probably look upon greatly being born in that situation.
因为当时约瑟、玛利亚他们到这个礼殿的时候，这个礼殿已经客满。
Because when Joseph and Mary try to find a place to dwell, sort of like a hotel of that time.There were no vacancy.
那时候很明显的，这个玛利亚是怀着身孕。
And of course, it is very evident that Mary was pregnant and about to give birth.
那或许这对夫妇被人看起来就是那么的微不足道。
And perhaps in the eyes of others, that this couple was not someone who is of great importance.
所以主耶稣还没有出生，就已经是不被重视。
And so before Jesus was even born to this world, perhaps people already have despised his parents.
今天在我们生活当中，有很多时候我们说我不愿意，我不能这样做，也常常是因为地位。
In this world, there are many times in which we do not want to do or we are unwilling to do it because, Because of position.
在旧约圣经里头提到有个女孩子， 从平民她变成王后。
In the Old Testament records, there is a common girl who became a queen.
那就是以斯帖记里头的王后以斯帖。
And that was Queen Esther.
有一次她是犹太人。
She was of a Jewish descent.
有一次犹太人遭遇到一个很大的危险。
And so at one time in history, the Jewish people underwent a great trouble.
因为有一个坏人哈曼想要陷害所有的犹太人。
Because a wicked man by the name of Haman wanted to destroy the people, the Jewish people.
在这种政治的阴谋里头，必须要有一个也有能力的政治人物来对抗。
And under such kind of a political oppression, the people, Jewish people at the time needed someone with high status and power.
这是从人的层面来看是这样子的。
And this is studying from the perspective of man.
当时犹太社会里头最有地位的当然就是王后，这个皇后以斯帖。
And so at that time when they are facing this crisis, that the people, the person with the greatest position and power was Queen Esther.
所以这个消息很快的就传达给这个王后以斯帖。
And so this bad news came to the ears of Queen Esther very quickly.
她这个时候她应该为她的同胞来做些什么事情。
And at this time, she needs to consider what she needs to do for her people.
她是一个可以接近国王的人。
She is someone who can draw herself close to the king.
国王是一个可以改变政策的人。
And the king is someone who is able to change the political oppression or the environment.
但是一开始这个王后有点退缩。
But initially this queen was quite hesitant.
因为这个地位，王后的地位。
Because of this position as the queen.
所以她说我有点困难。
And so she says that I also have my problems.
不过感谢神，她后来她还是这个勇敢的靠着神去做他应该做的事情。
But praise and thank God that she overcame her own obstacles, that she was able to speak for her people.
只是做个例子，让我们知道，要离开一个地位，常常是不容易的。
This is just to give you an example that it is very difficult for one to leave his or her position or her current state of situation.
那么主耶稣的那个地位呢，是远远的超过地上的任何一个地位。
Now we look at the position of Lord Jesus Christ. His position is far greater than any of that upon the earth.
再来，我们来看，那为什么主耶稣他成为贫穷
？And so let us study further. Why is it that Lord Jesus became poor?
我们再看回哥林多后书第八章第九节。
Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9.
你们知道，我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich.
在这里保罗说是为了你们。
So here Paul says it is for your sakes.
包括我，包括你。
Including you and I.
他是为了所有的人，他来成为贫穷。
That for the mankind that he has become poor.
所以当主耶稣降生之后，这个消息很快的要传给所有的人。
And so when Jesus came upon the world, this news was to be spread to the people.
因为他是为了所有的人来到这个世界上。
Because he came to this world for the whole of mankind.
在人的生活里头，有时候我们会把人分等级。
In our life, many times we look at other people at different and categorize them into different levels.
所以主耶稣的降生，第一个告诉在野地这个牧羊的这些牧羊人。
Now, if Jesus was being was born in the wilderness among the shepherds.
天使亲自来报告他们这个大好的信息。
And the angel came and announced this great news.
这个牧羊人，他们代表着这个社会里头的某一些层面的人。
And so these three shepherds kind of resembles the different levels of society, people in society.
在马太福音里头说，有东方的几个有智慧的人，称为博士的， 他们也得到了这个神的指示。
And the Bible of Matthew also records that there were some wise men from the east that also heard of this news.
甚至他们看到了有指引他们的心。
They even witnessed for their witnessed that there's a star that lead them to that had led them to Lord Jesus.
这个星带领他们来到主耶稣那里。
So this great star brought them before the child.
这些有智慧的人，这些博士，他们也代表着社会的另外一群的人。
And so these wise men also resembles different levels of society.
那主耶稣他用这种很卑微的方式，他来到这个世界上。
And so Jesus came into this world in this kind of lowly style.
在生活当中，有人损失，另一方面就有人获得。
In life, when one is at a loss, someone else gains.
那主耶稣他要让我们得什么？
And so what is it that Lord Jesus wants us to gain?
主耶稣离开天上的住处，让我们能够回到天上。
Lord Jesus departed from his heavenly throne so that man can once again return back to heaven.
所以希伯来书的作者说，主耶稣为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
And that's why the author in the book of Hebrews said that Lord Jesus have opened a new way for us to be.
这一条就是得救的道路。
And this road is the road to salvation.
这一条就是让我们能够回到天上的道路。
This is the way in which will lead us back into the heavenly kingdom.
刚才提到主耶稣还没有生出来就已经遭受到人家的拒绝。
As we have mentioned before, that even before Jesus was born, that he was despised.
主耶稣被拒绝，让我们不被拒绝。
He was rejected so that we will not be rejected.
我们都很不愿意，也很害怕被拒绝。
We are all unwilling and also very fearful of being rejected.
有时候我们要打一通电话，会了好多的时间，电话筒拿起来又放下。
Many times, perhaps there is a phone call to make, and we are very hesitant and to make that call.
因为我们怕被拒绝，我们不愿意被拒绝。
Because we are afraid that once we made that call, we will not be accepted or rejected.
有时候我们对某些人来讲，你就是被拒绝的。
Perhaps to some other people, we are rejected.
对这位圣洁伟大的神来讲，我们本来是被拒绝的。
And so, to this great God Almighty in heaven, we initially were rejected.
因为在亚当里头，我们都成为罪人。
Because through Adam, we have all become sinners in his eyes.
因为在亚当里头，我们都亏欠了神的荣耀。
Because through Adam, we have all come short of the glory of God.
所以我们本来都是应该被神来拒绝的。
And so we are destined to be rejected by God.
但是因为主耶稣的被拒绝，我们成为可以被接受的。
But now, because Lord Jesus became himself rejected, and so that mankind can once again be accepted by God.
当我们在念祷告文的时候，第一句话我们说，我们在天上的父。
As we read the Lord's Prayer, we say that we begin by saying, Our Father who are in heaven.
我们都已经念得很习惯了。其实光是这一句话，这就是一个极大的恩典。
We already very easily say these words, but these words means a lot.
凭我们这卑微的人，我们凭什么称这位独一的真神为我们的父？
We who are mere human beings and so lowly, how is it that we can claim this God in heaven as our Father?
是因为主耶稣，而我们能够再一次的被天上的神来接纳。
It is because all due to Lord Jesus Christ able to make us acceptable in the eyes of God.
主耶稣他降生，他被放在马槽里头。
And so Lord Jesus was born into this world and put into the barn.
这是一个很卑微的一种出生。
And this was a very lowly way of being born to the world.
因为这样的出生，所以让我们能够从水和圣灵来重生。
And because he was born in such a manner so that we will be reborn through the water and the spirit.
所以主耶稣说，若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能够进神的国。
And that's why Lord Jesus said to us and said, he who is not born of the water and the spirit will not be able to enter the kingdom of God.
这个主耶稣很刻意的用生这个字眼。
Jesus specifically mentioned being born again.
这是一个很大的恩典的生。
This is a birth that comes with great grace.
父母亲生我们，我们带着这地上的生命。
Our parents give us birth, and so we carry with us this life in this earth.
有地上的生命，所以我们也能够承受了这地上的所有的一切。
And so, because we have life on this earth, therefore we are able to live and have things of this world.
所以我们常常会告诉自己，我们应该享受我们的人生，我们的生活。
And so perhaps we say to ourselves, I am to enjoy my life and my time in this world.
地上的生命就是来享有这地上的生活。
In the life in this world is to harvest or to enjoy the things of this world.
这个地上有很多美好的事情，但是我们也不能否认有更多的不美好的，有更多的缺陷。
In this world, there are many wonderful things, but at the same time, we cannot neglect to see the many negative and the many bad side of this world.
神让这些存在来提醒我们，有一个真正的完美，是我们要真正去追求的。
God permit this environment to be this way, so that He reminds us that there is a far greater place that is completely perfect.
那就是在天上的。
And that is only can be found in heaven.
我们有地上的生命，那请问你，你有天上的生命吗？
And so if we have this life upon earth, let me ask, if you have life upon the heaven.
这就是为什么主耶稣说，如果不是从水和圣灵重生，就不能进神的国。
And that is what it means when Jesus said that you must be born again through the water and the Spirit.
主耶稣为我们降生在马槽里，他让我们有这个得着天上生命的这个恩典。
So Jesus was born in this world so that we may be able to inherit this heavenly kingdom.
在福音书里头告诉我，主耶稣他这样告诉门徒说：“我来到这个世界上，不是要受人的服侍。”反而我来服侍人。
Jesus said to his disciples while he was on this earth and said, I came to this world not to be served by others.
尤其在马可福音里头，特别用这种仆人的这种姿态来描写主耶稣。
Especially in the book of Mark, it emphasized Lord Jesus as the servant.
如果我们仔细的去看，你会发现他的描写是非常的生动的。
If you look into this, the way that Mark written this about Jesus is very emotional.
就像一个仆人那样子，那么的认真，那么的勤快。
Very moving because he showed portray Jesus as a very genuine servant.
主耶稣为我们成为仆人，让我们得着了圣徒的称呼。
And so Jesus became a servant so that we can be called as God's, as his disciples.
请看哥林多前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章第一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1.
奉神旨意蒙召做耶稣基督使徒的保罗，同兄弟所提尼，第二节。
2.
写信给在哥林多神的教会，就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒的，以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名 的人。基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。请念。
Paul called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God and Sothenes, our brother, to the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints withall who in every place called on the name of Lord of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours.
我们有一点圣经知识的人，我们就知道这哥林多教会的信徒是怎样的信徒。
As those who have more knowledge about the Bible, we all are aware what kind of believers are the believers in Corinth.
在这个灵性上，其实他们是很幼稚的。
Actually, in their spirituality, they are considered as very immature.
但是在这个书信的开始，这个保罗怎么称呼他们？
But in the beginning of his letter to the believers in Corinth, how did Paul address them?
他们所 他们的聚集，保罗称他们是神的教会。
Here, Paul addressed them to the church of God, those who are sanctified to be saints.
保罗称他们是圣徒。
Paul especially mentioned that they are called to be saints.
为什么？
Why?
就是因为主耶稣。
Because of Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣为我们成为卑微，让我们成为尊贵。
That Jesus lowered himself so that we can be exalted.
在神的眼中，他看我们是圣徒，是成圣的。
So that in the eyes of God, we can be changed and be seen as saints.
很多的时候，其实我们并没有那么好。
Actually, many times we realize we are not so good.
我们凭什么被称为圣徒？
We are not worthy to be called saints. How is it that we can be called saints?
是因为主耶稣他为我们成为卑微。
It is all because Lord Jesus Christ, he himself lowered himself.
主耶稣在十字架上为我们来舍弃他的生命。
And then upon the cross, he gave up his life.
他舍弃生命，我们得着永生。
He gave up his life so that mankind can have eternal life.
请看罗马书第六章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章二十三节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 23.
二十三节，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们主耶稣基督里头乃是永生。
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我们总是希望我们的这个薪水啊，我们的工价是会调整的。
We all constantly wish that our wages can always be adjusted.
当然是往上调。
Of course, adjusted in terms of being continuously increasing.
但是在经济不景气的当中，有些公司啊是。会 降薪水的。
But in hard economic times, some employers would actually decrease the wages.
但是有一个工价，它是永远不改变的。
But there is a wage that will never change.
就是罪的工价，它就是死。
And that is the wages of sin is death.
但是因为主耶稣为我们死，所以我们在他里头。我们得着永生。
But because Lord Jesus Christ given up his own life for us, that we are now able to have this eternal life.
我们本来是应该是贫穷可怜的罪人。
We are destined to be poor and to be sinners who will receive their punishment of death.
那主耶稣给我们的富足。
But now Lord Jesus Christ have made us abundant.
他给我们什么富足呢？
What kind of abundance have he provided?
他给我们许许多多的礼物。
He has given us many gifts.
这一切的礼物是丰富的，让我们成为富足。
And all these gifts is so that we may be abundant.
他给我们救恩的礼物。
He gave us the gift of salvation.
保罗说，这个不是因为我们的行为。
And Paul reminds us and said, this is not due to our own ways.
是因为主耶稣的怜悯，他的恩惠，他给我们信心。
But it is because of the mercy of Lord Jesus Christ that given us this faith.
我们相信，我们领受主耶稣为我们准备的救恩。
And that we believe and we accept it and that the salvation that he has provided for us.
他给我们这永生的礼物。
And so he has given us this gift of eternal life.
他给我们这个圣灵的礼物。
He has given us a gift of the Holy Spirit.
请看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书五章第五节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 5.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Now hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
这个圣灵也包括着，里头也包括着神的爱。
Inside this Holy Spirit also incorporates the gift of the love of God.
这里说圣灵将神的爱来浇灌在我们心里。
It says because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
很多的时候这个爱啊，不但是一种行动，它也常常是一种感受感觉。
This love many times is not just a mere action, but sometimes that something that can be deeply felt.
有时候一些行动并不能 让人觉得感觉到爱。
Some actions are not able to be felt by others as considered as love.
有时候真正的爱，它也不需要什么行动，甚至不需要什么言语。
Sometimes a true love does not even need an action or words to follow up.
但是就能够去感受到爱。我被爱。
But it is able to be felt by others that this is love.
啊，这就是为什么常常有人刚来教会的时候，别人也没有对他做什么，他已经很感动，因为他感受到爱。
That is why sometimes in church we see people who come first time to our church, even though no one has really done anything for them, but they just have felt this love, presence of love.
甚至有人自己就掉眼泪。
Some people are moved to tears.
有人以后见证说，他迫不及待的星期六赶快再来。
And there are people who testify and say they had hope that Saturday would come so that they can come to church.
因为圣灵在这里运行，圣灵在这里工作。
Because of the movement and the work of the Holy Spirit.
爱让我们的人生觉得非常的丰富。
And so love make a man's life more abundant.
最完全、最伟大的爱就是神的爱。
The greatest and the most perfect love is the love of God.
这本来是贫穷的罪人所不配得的。
And this is something that for a lowly, poor mankind is not deserving.
因为主耶稣他给了，我们就能够去领受。
But because it was given by Lord Jesus Christ, we have come to be able to accept it.
将来我们都要面对神的公义。
In the future, we will all face the righteousness of God.
那我们如何来面对神的公义呢？
And how are we to face the judgment of God?
主耶稣他赐给我们这称义的礼物。
And it is because God has given us this name to be called righteous.
很多时候有人要用一个非常惶恐战惧的心来面对着某一些人或者事实。
Perhaps some of us, when we face other people or a situation, will tremble with fear.
我想大家都曾经有过那种心情。
I believe all of us have experienced that kind of feeling.
愧疚、害怕、自责。
Self-guilt, fear.
而发生的事情、所做的事情已经是一个事实。
And what was done has already happened, and it is a fact and cannot be changed.
他没有办法再来一次。
He cannot start over.
但是将来我们在神的面前，他要称我们是对的，是义。
But however, in the future, in the eyes of God, He will call us as being righteous.
并不是我们真的做得那么完全。
It is not because of our own self that we are actually deserving.To be righteous.
因为在主耶稣为我们成为贫穷的这个过程里头，我们被称义了。
But it is because of Lord Jesus, his transition from being rich to poor, that enables us to be called as righteous.
主耶稣给我们和平、平安的礼物。
Lord Jesus give us the gift of peace.
很多的时候主耶稣感动我们，让我们能够把人、把事情都看淡了。
Many times that Lord Jesus move us so that we are able to not see so seriously things of man or of the world.
所以很多的事情、很多的人与人之间的关系就和好了。
And so many times the friction or the complexity of a relationship between himself and other people have been neutralized.
有多少的人是多么的努力要来得到这个和平平安？
How many people try so hard to obtain such a peace and a peaceful relationships?
我们看那些政治人物，他们今天挥这里，明天挥那里，今天这里开会，明天那里开会。
We look at the political figures, their belief constantly changes, and they always move about for different meetings.
他不是完全只是为了自己的地位跟名声。
It is not many times for their own personal fame or position.
有很多的人真的是想要促进 这个社会、这个世界的和平。
Many people, actually political figures, also really desire for this world peace and harmony in society.
但是我们常常看到的，那只是非常短暂的和平而已。
But what we often witness is a peace or harmony that is only very of short lived.
常常那也只是一个假象。
And many times it is only a false pretense.
但是主耶稣带给我们每一天很真实的生活里头有平安。
But what Lord Jesus bring about in our life is something that is genuine, which is this true peace.
所以主耶稣安慰他的门徒说：“你们不要忧愁，你们不用胆怯。”
And therefore, Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not sorrow or do not be afraid."
很多时候，很多人害怕面对死。
Many times, man is fearful to face death.
所以死在人的生活里头是一个负面、人不愿提起的字眼。
And so death is something that man is very hesitant to talk about and is very fearful of.
主耶稣给我们的礼物就是让我们胜过死亡。
Now the gift of Lord Jesus Christ is that he gives us this gift to overcome death.
因为我们已经重生。
Because we have been reborn.
因为我们已经拥有天上的生命。
Because we have this life in heaven.
所以将来我们是要跟他永远的同在。
So in the future that we will be abiding and living with him.
所以一开始我提到那个孩子问他父亲说：“你怎么都在？你祷告怎么都在欺骗自己？”
And so as we have said earlier in the beginning of this service, we said the child asked his father, "Why do you always give thanksgiving to God for?" Things that does not seem so abundant.
这父亲说：“孩子，你看，爸爸跟妈妈是这么的相爱。”
And so his father replied to his child and said, "Look, I have a good relationship with your mom."
你看我们的家庭是这么的幸福。
And how blessed is our family?
你看我们每一天是这么的快乐，这么的平安。
And how happy and joyful and peaceful we are every day.
你看我们遇到困难的时候，我们知道往哪里去。
You see how when we face problems, we know where to go.
当我们全家一起跪下来祷告，你看我们得到主耶稣给我们的力量跟安慰。
That when we kneel down to pray as a family, that we receive the strength and power from God.
我们所拥有的这一切，并不是这个金钱所可以买得到的。
All this that we have enjoyed is something that is not be able to be purchased through money or wealth.
我们所拥有的这一切。是别人没有办法夺走的。
All this that we have is not to be, is someone else is not able to take away from us.
这个小孩子点点头，爸爸，我知道了。
And so this child finally nodded his head and said, "Father, I understand what you're saying."
所以我们常常用一个贫穷的罪人的这个姿态，我们来到主耶稣这里。
And so many times we come before the presence of the Lord Jesus in our lowly and poor self.
我们从他的手中来领取所有的这一切丰富的礼物。
But from his hand we have received all these gifts and abundance.
他既然已经来过了这个世界，已经为我们死过了，这些礼物都是已经准备好的。
Since he have already came to this world and sacrificed himself for us, all these gifts and abundance have already been laid before us.
所以我们现在就可以来领受这永恒丰富的礼物。
And so we are now able to come forward to receive this everlasting gifts and abundance from God.
我们现在就可以成为富足。
We are now to be considered as rich.
那我们为什么要单言呢？
So why do we delay?
唱诗291首。
So let's sing hymn
261. 就是291。
291。
中文第一节唱两次。